This is a sad note. We were on a radio station in Canada known as Chum FM. I was always excited to be on Chum FM because Chum is a legendary station, has a history.
Were you almost hired by them?
Yeah, I was very excited when we went on there. And, of course, part of that area is French-speaking, and I evidently had the nerve to say something about the French.
You offended the French.
I offended them by saying I didn't like the French, and they took me off the air over 2 years ago. There was a group called S.T.S.T.E.R.N. the Stern Group. They did everything possible to try to get me back on the air. And Chum has refused to budge after 2 years. And they will not hire me back in Montreal. I was not fired because we weren't popular. We had the number one morning show. We were taken off in censorship. And I want to thank all of the people who worked so hard. We were only on there a couple of months. And there's so many different people who tried hard to get us back on in the Montreal area. But as you know, I am the victim of censorship all over the world. There's nothing I can do about it. I've been fighting this my entire career.
Yeah, when you think you're free, just remember that.
Yeah, we are not free. We are prisoners. Because anybody who has a different voice, anybody who actually tests the First Amendment, is immediately removed.